A sommelier is a wine steward that is highly trained and knowledgeable in all aspects of wine. By simply looking at the glass and smelling the aromas, and then taking a quick sip, a master sommelier can tell you the variety of the grape, the location of the vineyard, and even the year of the harvest. While the average consumer may choose a bottle of wine based on the cheapest price or the prettiest label, it's as though a sommelier can see through the false outer offering to see the true soul of the wine. It can be the same for where we find rest. We often seek rest in the false temporary relief of the world, while missing the deeper, soulful rest found only in God. So where do you turn for rest? Do you find the most peaceful retreat in creation or in the Creator? Well, this meditation from Matthew chapter 11 is a reflection on finding rest in the presence of God. Turning away from the false rest of the world to find true rest in Jesus, the fulfillment of all that you seek. So to begin your meditation, find a place to turn away from the noise of the world, to now become comfortable, alone, quiet and still, and receive this meditation as a divine sanctuary to turn to the discovery of true rest. Allow your eyes to now close. Become mindful of your breathing. And begin to move deeper, resting in the peaceful embrace of God. Continue in this time of thoughtful reflection by listening and then responding to this passage from John chapter 7. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord Jesus, give me rest. May God bless the reading and hearing of His word. As Jesus said, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And Lord Jesus, give me rest. As Jesus said, believe in me, adhere to me, trust in me, and rely on me. Lord Jesus, give me rest. As Jesus said, if anyone believes in me, then from his innermost being will flow continually rivers of living water. Lord Jesus, give me rest. Continue on now for a moment in peaceful rest and solitude. God is present, so become aware of Him. The Lord is here. The Spirit is with you. You have all you need to rest. Do you find yourself tired from fighting against the hidden demons you face? Your answers are safe here. Do you become drained, trying to understand the subtle complexities of the people and relationships that you encounter? Once more, be honest with your thoughts and feelings. He already knows. Begin to take note of the Holy Spirit taking captive any thoughts of exhaustion. Begin to be aware of the divine rest. Move from struggle to repose. Shift your focus from anxiety to rest. Center there for the next few moments. Center to in your breathing. Be mindful of each full, deep breath from your tummy. Each belly breath filling you, giving you peace, giving you rest. Be mindful here of the peaceful arms of God embracing you with each centering breath. Anxious thoughts may still rise to the surface. Not to worry. Just let them float on along. They are not thoughts of God. Rather now, center back on thoughts of God's rest. And center on your breathing. And whisper, Lord Jesus, give me rest. Let the word rest become your centering word. Now continue as you center on God's peace found in each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. In this passage, Matthew is retelling the teaching of Jesus while in Galilee. It is a message of hope for those burdened by all the world offers. Let the words resonate deeply for you from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, from the New Living Translation. My dear friend in the faith, remember that Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Where did your thoughts settle and center? Well, listen once more from Scripture. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Which words restored and freed your heart? Well, let that be your contemplation for a minute. Once more, but now take note of your feelings as you listen to this wider passage from the New International Version. At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. "Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. So no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What did the passage say to you? We'll take this next minute to reflect there. In this third expanded divine reading from the New International Reader's Version, reflect on the passage now as a prayer, an imagined contemplation on the Word of God. Lord, by your mercy, hear my prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you. I am tired and are carrying heavy loads, so I come to you. Please give me rest. I choose to become your servant and learn from you, for you are gentle. You are free of pride. And in you, I will find rest for my soul. Serving you is easy, and your load is light. In this truth, I give you all praise, honor, glory, and thanks in the name of your Son, our Savior and my Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. What do you now want to communicate with God? Well, take this next minute for that contemplation. Pause if you desire or need more time. In this passage, Jesus was speaking to those who were trying to find peace in the words of the old law in the Torah. It's as though Jesus is saying, "Stop trying so hard to find peace in my words. Find peace in me." Jesus is more than a therapist or a comforter. Jesus is the embodiment of rest. He defines it. So now, in a moment of imaginative contemplation, listen to the whisper of Jesus. "My child, come here close to me. Rest here within me. I know you are weary and burdened. Rest in me. I am gentle and humble in heart. Let your soul rest here, abiding in me. My way is easy. My burden is light. I am the rest that you seek. Mental health is exhausting, so rest alongside of me. If you're drained from relying on the false rest the world offers, come to me, and I'll take that burden, because I am the true rest. So take this next minute now to rest in the presence of God, finding rest in Christ. As you rest here a bit longer, be mindful of moments when you feel exhausted. Remember then to breathe and center your thoughts back on the true rest found in Christ. Turn away from the false, temporary relief of the world to encounter the true, soulful rest found in Christ. And be aware too of others you meet along the way that may feel weary. Who do you know that feels burdened? Consider how God might use you to help them find rest in Christ, for he is gentle, humble, easy, and his burden is light. Ponder that and accept this prayer of benediction to remember that Jesus said, "Come to me." Come to me when you are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. May you encounter true rest in Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the gentleness of God now and always. And as we close, remain here in this sanctuary as long as you can, encountering the peace of God and silently whispering, "Lord Jesus, give me rest." May the peace of the Lord be with you always.